I didn't see anything. I looked, but I didn't see anything. Monica was firing on a stand of trees, and soon the whole squad had opened up. Simpson was crawling back, and I saw him grab Johnson and turn him around. He wanted Johnson to watch our rear. I looked to see what they were shooting at, but I still didn't see anything. I decided to shoot anyway. I looked closely at where the others were shooting, then thought I saw something move. I lifted the 16 and pulled the trigger. Nothing happened.
"Cease fire! Cease fire!"
This from Simpson. Simpson, Monaco, and Wallowick moved out. Lieutenant Carroll was telling everybody to hold their fire. They found the guy. Wallowick dragged him out of the trees. The newsman went to take his picture while Simpson was posting us around the LZ. My hands were sweating. I looked at my rifle, wondering why it hadn't fired.
"You okay, Perry?"
Lieutenant Carroll came over to me.
"Yes, sir."
"Soon as you fire off a clip, put a new one in," he said. "We got better supplies than the VC. We have to use them." "Got that?"
"Yes, sir."
I looked at the rifle after he had left. Then I shoved in a clip. I had forgotten to load the damn thing. The newsmen were on the chopper first, then the rest of the squad. Brunner threw on the VC before he got on. I didn't want to look at the VC. I knew by the way that Brunner had thrown him on that he was dead. The news guys were getting still photos of the dead VC. Brunner took out a cigar and lit up. We got back to the base, and they took off the VC first. They must have called ahead because there was a Jeep waiting to take the VC back. Carroll went with the news team in another Jeep. The rest of us walked from the chopper pad to the huts. We got back, and they had laid the body out on the ground. The arms were out and the legs were crossed at the ankles. I walked by him. He wasn't any bigger than Kenny.